there's a good chance you've never heard of Powhatan, Arkansas. However, this was once a thriving city, with steamboat traffic making it a unique port in the Ozarks. The intriguing story is this edition of The American Countryside. There are a few homes and buildings that remain in the town of Powhatan, Arkansas.
Half of the town is in the Ozark Plateau, and half of the town is in the Delta along Black River. The town started in 1837 as a steamboat town.
Steve Saunders shares the story of what is today a state historic site.
Most of the steamboats here at Powhatan would have made trips to New Orleans. New Orleans was the main port that serviced this area, and we serviced New Orleans. So you can come all the way up the Mississippi, and you turn up the White River, and then you can come up the Black River to this point right here.
It's hard to imagine steamboats traveling this far into the interior of Arkansas. It's over 150 miles as the crow flies from Powhatan to the point where the White River joins the Mississippi.
The first steamboat that actually landed here was in 1829. But by 1837, low ground down along the river began to develop as the commercial part of town. Eventually, by the time of the Civil War, there were at least 500 people living here.
In the beginning, steamboat traffic was light, but by the mid-1800s, this was a well-traveled route from the Delta and to the Ozarks by water.
In the 1830s, maybe only one every couple of weeks or something like that. But by the time of the Civil War, it wouldn't be unusual to have two or three per week come through here.
This was once a thriving city, and we'll take a look at it next time as we travel the countryside. In Powhatan, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.